I don't want to hold up the island too much, but as I say, also Abyssal just derailed a little. The first thing I want to say is that Hakor Satoi is a Yesoi from which a person is Mekabel Toi. You have in the Medrash this week by Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Har Sinai, the Malachim went to Pergeya and Moshe Rabbeinu. So the Baruch Shal El Miyab sort cluster Ponosh Shal Moshe Rabbeinu like Avraham Avinu, and the Baruch Shal told the Malachim, you ate by this person. How could you have the Ha'ozer to be Pergeya and somebody who you ate by? Because the Malachim ate by Avraham Avinu. So David, salvation, was Moir a few things that he learned from him. He says, first of all, you see that if they would have, it looks like there was a sakana, the whole Kabbalah Soteret. If not for the fact that the Baruch Shalom stopped, then they would have been began, the whole Kabbalah Soteret would have been stopped. Second of all, he says, think about what the Malachim came for. The Malachim came because Avraham Avinu wanted guests. So the Baruch Shalom sent him guests, L'Toyvosai, and they were Mavasar him, that he'll have a all the things that's in their Merapim, and they came for all other Zachim that were good for Avraham Avinu. So that's not Kurs HaTayv. I have to have a Kurs HaTayv. The Malachim have to have a Kurs HaTayv. I came for your good, not I didn't need your food. And weiter, Zok der David, that the Malachim need to eat. The Malachim ate Mecha? Chmeis, Nir Ka'ichlish. Okay, there's a Taisus in Vamitziya. The Mor says, Nir Ka'ichlish, Taisus brings a Tamid Eliyo. They were Eichlin Mamish. Okay. Eichlin Mamish was a Messias Nefesh for the Malachim. It's Nishkeven Kintayim. And in Kol Zeh, what do you see? Hakoras HaTayim goes Azei Vait, that it's true, they came to Tevas Avraham, and it's true that they didn't really need to eat. In Kol Zeh, that's from Hakoras HaTayim to Avraham Avinu, that you can't be Pagayim Moshe Rabbeinu. And if not for that, there wouldn't have been a Kabbal Satayim. Zeh means from them, how far Hakoras HaTayv goes to be Mekabel the Tayv. Well, I want to be moisif that it could be, like we find with Morg Subis, where Rav Shuben Levi wanted to see his place in Olam Haba. So the Rebbe Shalom told the Malachim Ovis, you have to do whatever the seed says you have to do. So he wants to see, you have to show him. So the Malachim Ovis was supposed to take him. Right then, so before you take me, you have to show me my place. So he brought him to the Chayma, and I can't see. He picked him up over the. So he told him, "I'm too scared for you. Give me your knife." Right. So he gave him his knife, and then he jumped over the wall. Right. To the Gemara. So then the Malachim Avos tried to get him out. Hope was holding on to the cutoff of his baggage, and he made a shvur, "I'm not coming out of here." So the Rebbeinu Shalom said, if he was ever shoyal on his shvua, then we can't honor his shvua now. But if he was never shoyal on his shvua in his whole life, then we're going to honor this shvua also. And the wife said he was never shoyal on his shvua ever. So he said, oh, if it's a friend, yeah, you have to talk about mechaber his shvua, and he gets to stay in there. Zel Zach, if the mensch wouldn't be on the Madrega of Azar, Grace the Madrega of Hakoras HaTayim, then you couldn't run it from the Malachim either, Keneged Moshe Rabbeinu. But Moshe Rabbeinu himself, he wouldn't hit the Ofer, because one time the Ofer helped him. He wouldn't hit the Mayim. And over there you could also shtel Asach Shailas. First of all, the Ofer is a Daimim, what is it, Kukmir? And second of all, what, I did it for my own Taiva, I did it for Klal Yisrael. And now the Yerushalayim is making a tzivui, it's a mitzvah to hit it. What? Im kol zeh, Moshe Rabbeinu wouldn't hit it. And you see in the beginning of the parsha of the Zal Mazach, Moshe Rabbeinu came, and his shver came. Yeah. So if you want to be alarmed, you say, Otnish kevdin shver, ez agoy, ich bin ayid, gersh in isgar, vosob ich dar kev sobin kovid for him, epsis a iser epsir, the God out there is going to bow down to Psagoi, and Azoi Vaiter. And if you talk about Mitzad HaKor Satoi, if that's what my course is for him, if that's what my course is for Amir, But Yisra said right away in the beginning, you should stay by us. Rashi says, why? Maybe he'll marry one of you. And how did the whole thing start? First, he saved them. Right? He saved the nice Yisra. And because of that, they owed him a curse of time, right? And then he took him because of that. Good to see, but why? And he calls that, what does it say? Moshe Rabbeinu went out. Vayishtachu loy. Gemara says, Vayishtachu loy is pishit yadayim ragalai. Azoy vaytach begayim. And Moshe Rabbeinu did. He went that far. As man shver. He was mechabrim. Av kedei kach. So somebody who himself has azar groysa hakoro of toiv, so for him you could mourn that the malachim have to also have azar groysa hakoro of toiv. We see from here how the midah of hakoras hatoiv is from them came kabbalas hatoiv. So when I get a chizik myself, seeing, I didn't realize, I remember that there's so many different Kufis, Baruch Hashem come together in Mamash Makir Toy. It's a Kenyan Atayr. You're Kenyan Atayr by now. It's the way of the Atayr to be Kenyan Atayr lately. And what leads into that is when a person is able to forget about myself and to think about what it was Makabal, that's the Iker. I'm just being assigned with something that somebody asked me this week, which I already thought about other times, and he asked me this child, I think, something to think about that I should give over, something that people could... Somebody asked me a child, Kabbalah Sobicha Basimeh, Hakor Sakhoi, the mitzvah, Hakor Sakhoi, or everything your parents did for you. He asked me, how does that stem with the famous Chinuch? It says, Loi Sikai. Zok the Chinuch. Why? Because the person has to remember that the person didn't do anything to me. Every single thing that should happen would happen anyways. Is Mamela Evangorish Tikan? So I don't have to feel, why should I feel any kas or anything against the person? He didn't do it. Zoi Bazoi, if you're going to say that, so say the same thing for the person's parents. I would have been here either way. The Rebbeinu Shlomo brought me to the world, whether they wanted to or not. So why do I have to make a curse of? And the emes is that misoid, it says in the Chayvus Halavavus, the emes, that a person shouldn't become a chanfen. He shouldn't think that since somebody did things for him, he has to be like mishubit to him, because the Rebbeinu does everything. So how is it? A person on the one hand is supposed to be makatoy, it's the soid of everything, kibrov, so many things are cursed of toy, you soid, and at the same time it comes to nekama, all of a sudden, and garnish kipan, has nothing to do with it. So I had already thought about this question a different time. But via his deity, the pshat is like this. The pshat is, there's taka two halves, there's the fact that it would have happened anyways. But there's the fact that it didn't have to happen from him. Somebody else would have done it. And all we know in the Rishayim, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam has a cheshbon on a person, that alone that he did it, not someone else. The same thing in the Rishayim, by Mitzrayim. They're being punished, even though someone would have done it, but it could have been someone else, the Rambam. It didn't have to be you. There's no terrors. There's no terrors. It would have happened anyways. But why did you do it? The same thing in every pu'ula that is done. There's the two halves. There's the fact it would have happened anyways. But there's the fact that you, the Maisa, did it. The shaila is, which one are we going to be mismakeda? Now, which one are we going to shell on? That is the gzeiras hakosav. The pasuk says, avada misvara. You can shtel on either half. And Manela, you should go to Chumr. The Hainu, you could shtel on the fact, I would have gotten this, I would have been anyways injured. So I could shtel on the half. But I could also shtel on the fact, you didn't have to do it. And the Etzem, I could go to Chumr. I could say, so you did it. I don't want to be like you. And you didn't have to do it. Sagt der Eibischter, I don't want that. There's a lie. Loisikim. Stell on the other half. Stell on the fact that it would have happened anyways. Avad is a big chilek. That there's a much bigger nekama that would be if the person says, I would have been fine without him. It's al pi kama v'kama. So the shayla is, which one should I stell on? Sagt der Eibischter, it's a lie. You're not allowed to stell on the fact that he did it. I want you to be misbointed and mamik in yourselves the other half. Think the whole time it would have happened anyways. And the mele you have a lot. But not that the pshat is, it's a mis of the mistagra. It's a shus to have a chamachshav in the comma. It's just apikorsis to think in the comma. It would have happened anyways. It's not apikorsis. It's not shus. It makes a lot of sense. And that's how come you have nikoyim, nikmas, amin, yomim. And when there's no love of loisika, it makes a lot of sense to be noik. But the pshat is that Eivishter made a mitzvah that when it comes to a yid, you have to think about that. And when it comes to Akoras HaToi, then it goes the other way. Then the Rebbe Shalom says, Avadi, you would have had all that toy anyway. I was no achi of Akoras HaToi because the mitzvah came from him. You have to spell on that. What's the point of the Torah trying to tell a person? The Rebbeinu Shalom is telling a person, your life is poly achazoy fil that you remember it's not you. And it's the Eibishter that's running the world. According to that amount, that a person is not all me, that's how much tayer he'll be mekav. If a person is makir toy, then he's not into himself, does it? He thinks about Yemen gave me the toy and I wouldn't have had it and it's all because of him. When it comes to the Kama, it's the Eibishter. And when it comes to Akars HaToy, it's the other way. That's how the Rebbeinu Shalom is fearing a person on the Derech which leads him Lamaila from Zich. Thank you very, very much for all being Mechazik the Yeshiva. And being back at Taif, and the Eibishter should help that the Akoras HaToy that everyone showed here should take help, that the Olam should stay weiter, and it should be take a health for a king after your weiter.